The Thai people often select elevated and airy locations to build their stilt houses. In the design and construction of these traditional stilt houses, odd numbers symbolize upward movement and development, whereas even numbers symbolize stability. The Thai people deliberately incorporate odd numbers, expressing hopes for a fortunate and auspicious life. Thai stilt houses commonly feature two staircases. The roof of a Thai stilt house comprises two rectangular-shaped flat roofs and two curved roofs, resembling fan blades that cover both gables, giving the house a total shell appearance when viewed from above. In a traditional Thai stilt house, the positions are distinctly defined. Between two rows of main columns running parallel inside the house lies a spacious area designated for communal activities. The living quarters for family members are arranged in a specific order. First is the space for unmarried sons and male guests, followed by the master of the house and his wife. Then come the quarters for the eldest son and his spouse, followed by those for the second and third sons and their respective wives. In a household without daughters-in-law, after the master's bedroom, the bedrooms for the children are arranged from eldest to youngest, from male to female, and the bedroom for the daughter and her husband is at the last position. Each bedroom is relatively partitioned, creating separation with black indigo fabric. The space underneath the stilt house is a considerably spacious area with various utilities. In the past, this area was used for keeping livestock and poultry, while nowadays is commonly utilized for storing rice, grains, agricultural produce, and vehicles. Additionally, it serves as a playground for children and a place for looms. Presently, in numerous areas, particularly in towns and villages, stilt houses with thatched roofs have been replaced by tiled roofs. Previously, the floor was floored with vôi, but now it is substituted with wood. The underneath space is enclosed with solid walls. However, fundamentally, these houses still remain their unique and distinctive features, particularly in the architectural structure of the house space.